AP News for Friday, November 18th. I'm Tim McGuire. Disgraced Theranos CEO Elizabeth Holmes is sentenced to more than 11 years in federal prison for fraud. She was convicted in January of duping investors about a blood testing device that could detect a multitude of diseases and conditions from a few drops of blood. It never worked. The sentence is shorter than the 15-year penalty requested by federal prosecutors, but far tougher than the leniency her lawyers were seeking for the mother of a year-old son with another child on the way. Attorney General Merrick Garland names a special counsel to oversee investigations related to Donald Trump.
The Justice Department's investigating classified documents found at Trump's Florida estate, and there's also a separate probe involving the Capitol riot and bids to undo the 2020 election. Both have political implications, involving an ex-president running for the White House again. Given that and President Biden's intention to run,
it is in the public interest to appoint a special counsel.
Garland says Justice Department veteran Jack Smith's appointment will let prosecutors continue their work indisputably guided by only the facts and law. In a statement, Smith says he'll conduct the probes independently and in the department's best traditions. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Weekend plans scuttled in the Buffalo, New York area. Lake effect snow bringing more than 5 feet of snow in one suburb, 4 feet in another. The National Weather Service's Zach Taylor.
Really cold air on top of those relatively warmer lake temperatures, and that's kind of the ingredients that we need to produce these lake effect snow bands.
The storm is being blamed for the deaths of two people in what officials say were cardiac events while clearing snow. Worst snowfall so far south of Buffalo. By Friday afternoon, AAA tow truck drivers were having trouble reaching dozens of stranded drivers. This is AP News. Closing arguments in the trial of five top leaders of the right-wing Oath Keepers militia for their alleged parts in the attack on the Capitol. Here's the AP's Norman Hall.
The prosecution has made its closing statements in the seditious conspiracy trial of Oath Keepers founder Stuart Rhodes and four associates. A federal jury was told that the men discussed using violence to overthrow the results of the 2020 election, and when rioters started storming the Capitol, they saw an opportunity to do it. Assistant U.S. Attorney Catherine Ricozzi told jurors that Rhodes' own words show he was preparing to lead a rebellion to keep Democrat Joe Biden out of the White House. She said Rhodes and his co-defendants repeatedly called for a violent overthrow of the government. Rhodes' attorney sought to downplay the violent rhetoric as venting and insisted there was no agreement or conspiracy.
If found guilty of seditious conspiracy, Rhodes and the others could get 20 years in prison. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.